be opened is what Jesus said to this deaf man as he opened his ears. Be open is what he is saying to us here and now as he's trying to open our hearts. And it is very important to think about this because many times, even though we come with good intention to Mass, we're still in some way distracted. But we need to be present and open if we want to hear what Jesus is saying to us. We need to be open if we want to admire, and we need to admire if we want to love. Today we see and hear truly amazing things. We heard that God does powerful deeds, that God heals the deaf and the mute, that God brings water to the desert, that he comes to save us. And the Lord is actually coming to save us more here at this Mass. In all honesty, do we find this something amazing? The truth is that sometimes we have a hard time experiencing awe before God. It might be that we fall into some kind of routine and just go through the motions. Again, nothing against our faith, but not necessarily really receptive. It could also be that we don't allow awe to strike us because we might be in some way selfish. Say we're looking at a very impressive sight, a huge mountain, or we're very close to a very powerful storm. We normally experience awe, but we would not experience awe, even though we might be right there, if we become the center, if immediately, rather than just contemplating that impressive sight, we start thinking about ourselves, what we want, what we need. If we think, well, when we're looking at that mountain or that canyon, what am I going to gain? If being close to the storm, we think about the benefits that we're going to get or not. And sometimes this is exactly what we do before God. Rather than being open to his love and admiring his power, we tend to become the center. We think about us. So today we could say, well, yeah, he healed a deaf man, but he hasn't healed me, or he hasn't healed this person I really care for. He came to save, but look at the world right now. We effectively make ourselves deaf and mute when we become the center. Deaf, we can't really hear what God is speaking to us. Mute, we find it impossible to proclaim the good news. But our faith is not, firstly, about what God can do for me. It is about knowing and loving him who certainly does everything for us to the point of dying for us. If we choose today to be open, then we will be able to appreciate anew that greatness of our faith. Then we will be able to admire his works and hopefully have some of that experience of which we heard in the gospel, when the people were exceedingly astonished, for Jesus had done all things well. Christ does all things well. Or as we could also translate, he does all things beautifully, harmoniously. Admiration is necessary because it is a first step of any real love. Think about anything you love or anyone you love. Admiration was there at the beginning, always. And in the most natural way, admiration leads to proclamation. Great things that we really admire cannot be kept to ourselves. Think about the experience many of you have of having a child, or finding the job of your dreams, or winning a championship. No one keeps to himself or herself this experience. We cannot keep these great things in secret. And no one would think or say the things that we think and say when we're invited to proclaim the gospel. No one would say, I don't have the right words to share that I just had a child. I don't have time to share those good news. I haven't been trained. I haven't been formed. No one thinks that, because we really admire, we're really in awe of that wonderful gift. Real admiration always leads to sincere proclamation. We share naturally that which we love. And even more, sharing is actually a sign of a healthy love. If we don't share the things that we truly love and admire, something is missing. Our love is incomplete. Why is it that we find it so hard to share our faith in Christ? Why are we so good at finding excuses? It might be that we have lost some awe because we're just going through the motions in this time of our lives, and why would we even care about sharing the good news? It could be that we still experience some admiration, at least sometimes, but because we're so busy, we actually think we're excused. Some other people have to do it, of course. I don't. I'm busy. But today's gospel is a loving wake-up call. How could we actually not tell as many people as possible in some way of what we have seen and heard? If those who in today's gospel saw that miracle and were told not to speak about it, could not stop telling everyone about what they had seen, how much more we, who have actually been commanded to share the good news, should never tire of finding simple but realistic ways of bringing more people to know Christ. So just as we cannot not share the good things in life that we love and admire, child, a job, championship, so we should not be able to refrain from always trying in some way to share what we have seen, what we have heard, the greatest thing, quote unquote, ever, Jesus Christ, who does all things well. Christ is doing all things well, all things beautifully now, in our beautiful church, in our beautiful community. Christ is doing all things harmoniously now, in joining our hearts and our voices in one song of worship. May we sincerely admire Christ again today at this Mass. May we love him more. May we be of those who cannot stop finding ways of telling other people of the love of Christ.